Welcome to a fantastic word from Pastor Marcus Dunham, an associate pastor here at Golden Triangle Church on the Rock in Southeast Texas. We are so glad you're joining us. For more information about Golden Triangle Church on the Rock Ministries, visit our website, cotr.com. Enjoy the word.
Well, listen, we're going to jump straight into the word. We are continuing our series called Faith Supplements, talking about adding to our faith in 2 Peter chapter 1. And we've been going through seven spiritual ingredients that are listed out in 2 Peter chapter 1 that help us form a godly life. And whether it be vitamins, minerals, herbs, supplements are important, and they help help us maintain and even increase our overall nutrition in areas that we might be lacking, and they can boost our overall health. And similarly, spiritual health is just as important. And like these vitamins, there are spiritual supplements that we can take every day to help boost our faith. And that is what we are going through, faith supplements. Peter says to supplement your faith. And so we're taking these seven spiritual ingredients like supplements to add to our faith every day to help boost our walk with God. And so in part one, we just talked about the responsibility that we have to maintain our own relationship with God. Peter told these Christians that he was writing to, he told them that God has given us everything that we need to build a godly life. He's given us everything. And we described a godly life as one that is pleased with God and to be pleasing to God. God gives us the desire and the ability to do what pleases him. And everything we need to build a godly life is found in his word and through his great and precious promises. And it says that they give us access to his divine nature, and they help us to escape corruption from evil desires, which is every one of us want to move further away from our past and closer to Jesus. And it tells us that we find that in the word of God that helps us draw closer to him. In part two, we talked about the very first ingredient that's listed out, which is virtue. See, Peter says to make every effort to make the necessary adjustments to add to your faith, to supplement your faith. The very first thing he said was virtue. And we describe virtue as the courage to do the right thing in every situation. The courage to do the right thing in every situation. We talked about how culture and society do not determine what the right thing is. You know, we can want to do the right thing, but we have to make sure that we're not allowing culture, allowing media, social media, the things around us to define what is right. Because it may sound right, it may sound good, but it doesn't mean that it is right. The right thing, only God establishes what is right. Virtue is doing the right thing according to God's word, even when nobody else is. And we all need convictions. Because without convictions, we can be talked into doing anything. Godly convictions, having virtue, are things that matter. They're convictions. And we all need godly convictions to give us the courage to do the right thing in all situations. And that leads us to the second ingredient for today. And, you know, there are times in life when we can lose some of our mental sharpness. I'm sure you've been there before in just moments, you know, whether it be, you know, out of fatigue, stress, or just even a lack of nutrition, you know, medication that we're taking. There are times that can affect our mental sharpness. We'll begin to forget simple tasks along with, you know, our thoughts feeling like they're scattered, you know, a lack of focus. It can feel like a brain fog. It happens sometimes. And this could be an occurrence in any person's life. And it's good to know that there are supplements for those very things. Things like vitamin D, omega-3, magnesium are all great supplements for brain health. In fact, studies show that being deficient in any of these areas can lead to loss in our overall mental health. Very interesting. Studies also show that by taking these specific vitamins daily, our mental sharpness and brain focus can be restored and even boosted. I thought it was pretty cool. So just so you know, I learned something new. Omega-3 is something that I'm going to be adding to my daily intake. But similarly, there are times in life when we can lack focus spiritually. And at the onset, we won't notice it right away. But then down the line, we'll begin to disregard and forget the things that matter most. And it's good to know that there's a supplement for that. 2 Peter lets us know that there is a supplement to help strengthen our mind on a spiritual level. And that second ingredient, that supplement, is knowledge. Knowledge. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5 says, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue, which is what we talked about first. And then it says, and then upon virtue, add knowledge. We supplement our faith that we already have with the Lord, add to it virtue, but also knowledge. And it's not just talking about just facts or information. Okay? Knowledge is facts or information, but this is not the same kind. Okay? This is spiritual knowledge. And I would define knowledge as truth acquired from God's word. Spiritual wisdom. Truth acquired from his word. And understanding that is more than just head knowledge, but it's wisdom. Wisdom goes beyond just knowledge. It's being able to discern between right and wrong. And when we acquire truth from God's word, knowledge to add to our faith, it gives us the ability to know what is right so that we know what to do when the time comes. Peter was saying that along with having courage to do what is right, we must also know what is right. And we can want to do what is right all day long. However, without the truth, we can have the right intentions and yet be walking in circles. Spiritual knowledge and spiritual wisdom give us the ability to discern between what is right and what is wrong. Now, these Jewish Christians that Paul was writing to, this is what they were dealing with. And no doubt, they wanted to do what is right. I mean, it's clear. They were wanting to do what is right, but they were in between, going back and forth, trying to figure out what that right thing was. They just happened to be listening to the wrong voices. There were people that were sharing and that were talking, but they were the wrong voices. They were false teachers that were trying to lead them astray. They weren't able to discern what was right from what was wrong because of the voices. They needed knowledge. But Peter, he knew. He knew what was happening. He knew what they needed. He knew what was going on. He knew that they were being taken advantage of by these false teachers. So he encouraged them to add knowledge to their faith. In fact, in 2 Peter, the word knowledge is mentioned 15 times. And when you look at the book of 2 Peter, it's not a very big book there. So for it to be listed 15 times, it's something that's very important. It's something that he knew that they needed. They needed knowledge. It's what they were lacking. They were lacking knowledge because they were being misled. And we live in a culture today that does not care about Jesus and also wants to see him canceled. Not much different from the Jewish Christians of that day. And yet our culture wants to establish what good is, what the right thing is, what wrong is, according to Christians. That we need to get on their bus to establish what is right. And a culture will declare what is right, but it doesn't mean that it is right. It doesn't mean that it is truth. We have to be careful not to receive our day-to-day discernment from what we find on social media and what we hear on TV or through hearsay from our neighbors. You know, there's some great sounding things, but if we're not careful, we'll build our life on it. We'll build our life on what we establish to be true. I have a few friends who who, they believe that they're saved, or maybe they are saved and they're just baby Christians. And instead of quoting scripture, they quote things that they've heard their entire life. And that's what they build their life on. However, you can't build your life on something that is not stable, something that doesn't have a real foundation. It will fall through. The Word of God is what we build our life on. We need knowledge of the truth. Not just knowledge of just anything. We need knowledge of the truth. In fact, it's no small thing. Knowledge of the truth is not just knowledge of the truth. It's not just something. I would say that it's probably the most important thing. It's everything. Because we are in a spiritual battle, and our enemy, the devil, he's trying to do everything he can to deceive us from the truth. That's what he's trying to do, to deceive as many people from the truth that he can. While on the other hand, God is trying to get truth in the hands of every person and to keep truth in the hands of every believer as he can possible. Why? Because he understands that souls are in the balance. Truth is what this spiritual battle is all about. And if we know the truth sets us free from deception. The devil knows that if he can keep us from knowing and living out the truth, then he knows that we will be ineffective Christians and are no threat to his schemes. We need truth. For our own life, we need truth for our family, for our loved ones, knowledge of the truth, wisdom, spiritual wisdom, and spiritual knowledge. Now, I love how Colossians chapter 1, Paul the Apostle prays a prayer for the believers that he's writing to in Colossae. And the prayer that he writes is for this very thing. Chapter 1, verses 9 and 10, Colossians 1, 9 through 10 says this. And so from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. And he continues saying, so that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. What a prayer. But that's his prayer for them. It's his prayer for us today. That we would be filled with the knowledge of his will. That we'd be filled with the knowledge of God. And it's not just any knowledge. He says spiritual wisdom. Verse 10, so that we may walk in a manner worthy of the Lord. You know, wisdom allows us to discern between right and wrong, that we may know what is right. You know, we have virtue, convictions to want to do the right thing at all times, but we need the knowledge of it. And it says here that the knowledge of his will gives us the ability to walk in a manner worthy of God, to walk in a manner that is pleasing to him. That's our desire. That's what we want. We want to be pleasing to God. We want to do what is right. And it's the knowledge of his will, the knowledge of his word, the knowledge of God, filling ourselves with the knowledge of his will gives us the ability to walk it out, to walk in a manner that is pleasing to him. It says bearing fruit in every good work. To be fruitful, to be effective, which is our desire. Knowing the truth allows us to be effective in every good work. And it's important to know that there are things that are more fruitful than others. There is work that is more fruitful than others. Knowing the truth gives us perspective on what truly matters. Knowledge of the truth gives us perspective of what truly matters. There are things that are important to God, that are most important to him. And I love that our church focuses on the things that truly matter, like souls. Right, Pastor Ron? You know, before I moved, we had that conversation in Dallas, and he sat down, and one of the things that I heard the most, and I heard then, and I heard through my first year, was that we are not a party yacht, but we are a fishing vessel. Talking about our church, we're not just a party yacht. We are a fishing vessel after souls. You know, at the end of the day, that is what it's all about. Knowledge of the truth gives us perspective on what truly matters. And he continues, he says, increasing in the knowledge of God. You know, there are a lot of things that we can increase our knowledge in, and we should. Whether it be our education, our finances, our career path, for our own health, all those things matter. However, none of them take the place of increasing in the knowledge of God, of increasing our time in his word. The Holy Spirit longs for us to grow in our knowledge of him. And it's not for the purpose of impressing other people. Having knowledge of God is not so that we can spit what we know, but instead it's to give us, it's for the purpose of impressing God, for the purpose of doing what pleases him, for us to grow in him. And we do it by getting into his word. You know, the word of God is the foundation of everything. It's the foundation of everything in our life. It is the baseline for it all. But getting into his word is not just reading the Bible in order to check it off. It's reading in order to gain something, in order to grow, in order to learn, in order to get closer to him. With the specific intent, with God and God speaking to us that we may know truth. You know, we may not know the entirety of the Bible. You know, you may not fully understand every little thing that you read. But as you grow in the word, your knowledge of the word, it stacks. It stacks. And eventually, your awareness of the word of God for the sole purpose of growing and understanding of what truly matters, and also being able to make war and to war against the enemy in our life, it becomes more for us to understand, for us to grow, to where we can grab a hold of it. Our knowledge, it's a continual reading of the scriptures. We come to know and understand truth. And there is a difference between knowing something up here versus knowing it here. You know, we can know about things, but when we know and we truly are living it, it's something completely different. We need knowledge of the truth, taking this supplement and adding it to our faith so that we do not lose focus of the things that truly matter. Amen? Let us grow in the knowledge of God's word. Not just for information's sake, but to live rightly before the Lord. A few takeaways for today. Number one, knowledge informs us of the truth. Knowledge informs us of the truth. It informs us of what is right. Knowledge is truth acquired from God's word. It's spiritual wisdom. It comes from his word. Spiritual knowledge is more than just facts or information. It is knowledge of the truth. And we have to be understand that as we read the word, it's an opportunity for truth to be applied to our life. And when we know the truth, truth will set us free. The devil's looking for every opportunity every day to do his best to deceive you, to deceive your family. If he can't deceive you, he'll try to deceive your kids. If he can't deceive your kids, he's going to try to just deceive your grandkids. He's going to try to find a way to deceive as many people in your life as possible. But whenever you are that tree of life in your family, the one who is strong in the word, you are setting an example for the rest of your family. Amen? Knowledge informs us of the truth. Number two, knowledge informs us of what truly matters. There are things that matter more than others. There are a lot of things that are important in life. Our family is important in life. Family is so important. You know, man, I remember, man, when I got married, I don't think I ever told you this, Pastor Ron. This was embarrassing. Now I look back. Man, I got married. You know, we went on a honeymoon. And it was, it was a great time. We moved back. We came back. You know, got back on a Friday. Saturday morning, I woke up. You know, first day married in our home. And I got up. And I started getting my clothes ready. And I'm about to go to work. And my wife's looking at me like, what are you doing? Babe, I'm about to work, man. She looked at me like, are you crazy? Like, what are you thinking? And for the first part of my marriage, I spent so much time investing and working that I forgot about the things that truly matter, like family. And I know what I do is important, but family is important. Let me just put a plug in. I have learned to slow down and understand to value family. Because one day, my kids are going to be adults. You know, and we all know. And then even when they become adults, family matters. It does. Even, and Pastor Ron says all the time, that the one thing that God has to work for is what? Family. Family really matters. It's one of the things that matter most. And along with it, are things that matter to God as well, like souls. You know, there are people in your family that God wants. He is working towards. He is reaching out to. There are people in your workplace, people in your neighborhood, people who are around you that God is trying to get their attention, and He can get it through you. Family matters. Souls matter. Truth matters. Truth informs us of the things that truly matter. Spiritual knowledge informs us of the things that are most valuable, the things that matter most. And if we were to take a step back and to take inventory of how we spend our time, we'll see the things that we value most. You know, the knowledge of the truth, when we grow in God's word, it gives us an opportunity to reflect and to then adjust our time schedule on the things that truly do matter. I mean, I'm just sometimes, you know, just thinking about the things that we invest in as a church, man, I'm just so thankful because we really do value. We invest in souls. We invest in the kingdom of God. We invest in things. And I know for sure that one day, whenever we approach God, He will say, well done. I truly believe that because we invest in the things that truly matter. Amen. Souls and disciples are what matter most to God. Go into all the world, preach the gospel, make disciples of every nation. Number three, knowledge of the truth is worth investing in. It is worth investing in the truth. Knowledge is worth growing in. Paul's prayer was that the Colossians, that they would increase in the knowledge of God, that they would grow, that they would continue to increase. You know, there are things that we increase in. Let the Word of God be one of those things that we increase in, that we are looking for opportunity to continue to grow. And it just comes with just a normal, everyday routine of making sure that we invest in the things that truly matter, that we invest in God's word. May we too allow more time for the word of God to increase in our life. And our knowledge of the truth does stack on top of one another. It does. It grows. You may feel like, man, you know, where I'm at, I just don't know much about the Bible. Well, just keep taking time. And just reading through the Bible, you know, it's not the same versus taking your time and then allowing for something to leap out to you, and you take time to begin to add it and to write down, ask God, you know, God, you know, how can I apply this to my life? And slowly but surely, you will grow in your knowledge of the Word with the sole purpose of drawing closer to Him and walking in a manner that is pleasing to God. Knowledge informs us of the truth. Knowledge informs us of what truly matters. and knowledge of the truth is worth investing in. Let's add knowledge to our faith. We add virtue, and let us add knowledge, conviction, and knowledge of the truth every day as a supplement. And Peter says that it will make us effective believers for him. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Father, I thank you, God, for truth. Thank you for truth, God. Thank you, Lord, that it guides us, Lord. It's the one thing, God, that you are working to ensure that every person gets in their hands, Lord. I pray that we would value truth. And God, that we would make time to apply it to our life, God, and also invest it as a seed in other people's life as well. God, I pray that as we continually add more time, Lord, to increase in God's word, in your word, Lord, I pray, Father God, that you would allow it to increase in our life. Father, I pray, God, that you would allow it, God, to bear fruit in our life. God, that we would be more like you, and God, that we would live out our life in a manner that pleases you, Lord. God, we bless you and we thank you in Jesus' name. If you believe that, say amen.
Thanks again for joining us for this incredible word from Pastor Marcus Dunham. Visit cotr.com and subscribe to our social media platforms to stay up to date. As well, receive more encouraging messages from our pastors and details of the work we're doing both in our community and communities like ours around the world. Today and every day, God bless.